NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mutnansky as we get you ready for the Patriots and Chargers. Broadcasting live from the best yet broadcast booth in Foxborough. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today and co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. Now here's Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mutnansky.
Everything we got. When no one is watching, we're still here. Preparing. Working.
Stephon Gilmore with the INT.
Believing.
This time the Patriots get him.
He's out here today. We all want it. Let's go get it.
Because to get everything, it's going to take everything. So we're going to give everything. Everything we got.
All right, this is Kevin Falk. First home game of the season for me, so I'm ready to give everything I got this whole weekend, so I hope y'all ready.
A couple of former Patriots, Teddy Bruschi, Kevin Falk. Electric from Kevin Falk there. Sounds fired up, ready to go.
These guys are ready.
Wow, is he playing
These
today?
These guys are ready.
Yeah, Kevin out of the backfield. Just figures that he's going to lower the expectations by whispering.
Did you do one of these?
Motivational speech.
They asked me to get you one of these?
So I hope y'all ready.
Why not?
No,
I don't have a red jacket. Like, you got to have a red jacket.
Oh,
and I'm not as like homerish as those guys. You know, I played on other teams.
You're
like,
definitely not.
I have an affiliation for other teams, so I don't.
True.
I don't like. I'm not like embedded. I didn't grow up here, so yeah. I mean, I want them to win. Obviously.
All right, it's Kevin Falk.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Good
but I've done certain things like that for them before. I mean, yeah. I would definitely like. This is my favorite franchise that they played for.
Well, I would say you are from a former Patriot standpoint. You are the most critical of the team of the people who played for the team. And are willing to talk about them. I don't think there's a lot of criticism that comes with former players, and I understand that. You want to
you
stay
Dale's
good
Thomas.
Graces. Well, he's not really in the media. I'm talking
well,
about
I will
guys who stayed
them.
In the – oh, him and – oh, Cassius Marsh. He's also very critical.
Yeah. What about David
the Patriots? He's not that anti.
He's a Jet.
He's a Jet now. He's more Jet than
he's a
he
Jet
is
now.
A
it's weird. I identify him as a Jet
yep.
now.
Yeah, I think
because,
so.
Because, you know, he like you know he really came after his quarterback.
Come back
really
with Damian Woody.
Back in the Deflategate days. you know, and then Bruschi had to kind of slap him around a little bit.
Maybe right. You and Troy Brown. I guess you two.
Oh, yeah, Brown, he doesn't mind saying whatever about the team.
Yeah,
that but was awesome.
Yeah. So the Brady hype video with
all the young guys.
So
Jason Tatum,
Mookie Betts,
Charlie McAvoy, and Mookie Betts.
Yeah, some hockey player.
Yeah,
some dude who
who's not
hockey.
Even playing right now, right?
No, I think he played yesterday. But yeah, he's been out. He's missed.
Why
a bunch
those?
Of games.
So who produced that? Was that a Brady production?
I would say Brady's guy. That'd be my guess. It was on his. Didn't it pop up on his Instagram.
Yes,
that
it was a video. Yeah,
so
TB12 Productions.
They must have reached out to those guys and tried to get him involved. And, I mean, and if Brady that, asked all those guys, of course you're going to say
you
yes.
do not say no to Brady.
No. I'd have no problem with those guys doing it. It was just kind of awkward. I don't know how many people watched that. We're like, yes. Oh, victory. Oh, like yeah. I watched them like, ugh.
Yeah. It just felt like, man, you just kiss of death.
It was thrown together. Let's
hear it. Hear it. Let's hear it.
It won't sound as good as it looked. Let's play it, Carl.
But those are the voices.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, just
our destiny. It is frightful because it is irreversible and ironclad. Time is the substance we are made of.
Time is a river which sweeps me along. But I am the river. It is a tiger which destroys me.
But I am the tiger. It is a fire which consumes me.
Let me guess, that was a fire.
But I am the fire.
Oh, there it is. Okay. There it is.
Okay.
This
so sucks.
Is he a river or a fire? I feel like those two would kind of the opposite.
To me, I am the river.
I'm a river tiger fire.
You're trying to be
baby.
Too
Deepak Chopra. Like, this is Chopra.
Oh, that's him, though. That's him. He allowed that his audio to be used in that Chopra podcast this week.
Yeah. Didn't he do this before? Like,
similar to this
before.
Time is a substance that we are made of.
He goes, I am the one who knocks. He went Breaking Bad on us. No, the more I
But
hear
I am
that,
the door?
I hate it.
I despise it.
I hate it. First time I watched it, I'm like, oh, that's kind of corny. But then you hear it again, you're like, I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's a little self-righteous.
I'm the river.
Better than you. I'm really deep and like New England people. Like, I'm just going to confuse you because I'm, you know, really smart and you're not.
Well, it's proving that he can do whatever he wants, because here's the bottom line. There's a lot of Patriots fans that whatever he does is great, and that's fine. He's certainly built that reputation. If another quarterback did this type of video, like Peyton Manning, and like Peyton Manning with the Colts did a video like this, and he had Reggie Miller in it and all these other guys in it, do you know what we would say about it?
Loser.
Yes. We would lose our mind. Like, this guy is
for a full segment. For a full segment.
He's the river. What does it mean?
I don't know why we've never thought about it. We should all do one of these for our shows.
We should.
Each person pick some sort of. It's like something like Super Friends. Form of shape of.
I'll be Hart. Obviously.
You know what it sounds like? Remember when...
So one of the people got screwed. I'm a bucket of water.
Yeah, you're like,
great. And I'm going to freeze you so the guy slips.
Remember when they made the...
the banana peel.
They made a commercial. Michael Scott...
I'm going to make you slip.
Michael Scott made that commercial in The Office. He wanted to make that the big, long commercial. They eventually aired at the bar, the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Michael Scott, like, talking behind it. It's exactly what it sounds like. Listen to that.
It's so bad.
And then go watch The Office commercial. It's the exact same voice. Same tenor, same everything.
I am the fire.
Yes,
you're
now, is this a poem or did they make this up?
Oh,
I googled it a couple times. I can't find it. Maybe if someone knows what that's from, please, you can tweet me or tweet somebody on the show.
Oh, maybe
here.
That is from something. I'm too dumb to know, but I would say if it is, still terrible.
I thought for sure this phrase would get me to it. Time is a substance that we are made of. Doesn't show up on the internet, as far as I can tell. I'm dumb. Somebody
that
let me know where it comes from.
That is a Deepak Chopra. Hey, okay, what is the sound of two hands clapping?
It's like a saying on a cat poster.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
I hate Mondays too. Yeah. Are they?
A seagull.
Are they? Yeah, here's Captain Planet. Are they all tigers?
No, this is not Cap. This is the Wonder Twins.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, that's not Captain
Planet?
Wonder
Twins.
No, I thought I was
right. Was that Wonder Twins, Garvin?
Or it was the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, shape of, form of.
Shape of an ice gondola.
Who got screwed in that situation? If you're twins,
he was always the guy. He was always the most useless thing.
Yeah, the guy was always. Okay, the guy was
shape of a doorstop. It's like, why?
Was he shape of? Form of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never watched the Saturday morning cartoons? The Wonder Twins?
Yes. Never once. Nope.
I watched Saturday morning
cartoons. My Saturday morning cartoons were like Bozo the Clown and Saved by the Bell.
Eek the Cat. You guys ever watch Eek
the
Cat?
Nope, didn't watch that.
It was a nice show.
Saturday morning was like Inside Stuff, that NBA show was always on.
Oh, the show. Great show.
Saved by the Bell, that half hour.
My main guy.
That was my half hour. Saved by the Bell, Inside Stuff. That was my Saturday morning half hour. What are the Wonder Twins?
I don't know. I didn't
you
watch
honestly
that.
Don't know.
No clue.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Time is a substance that I am made
know
of.
Who the
form
Wonder
of, shape of?
I am the fire.
Hold on, let's talk
about Marcus
Hold on,
and
Garvin. Garvin, can you please play the form of shape of for these two knuckleheads, please? Without them interrupting.
Do we really need to?
Yes, we do.
Form of water.
A billy goat.
Shape of an ice cage.
Now
this is so useless stuff.
So that's what Brady's doing to get pumped. Okay.
So good job by Eamon back in studio. This quote comes from someone named
the fire.
Jorge Luis Borges. Not Ron Borges.
Not Ron.
Jorge Luis Borges. I'm going to have to go to Wikipedia because anyone...
Although Ron may claim it as his own.
Who is that?
Argentine short story writer, essayist, poet, and translator, and a key figure in Spanish language literature.
Yeah, of course.
His best-known books, Ficciones, which translates to fiction.
Okay.
Aleph, which is the Aleph.
What?
Published in 1940.
Does this make it better or worse?
From Buenos Aires.
Or the same.
Moved to Switzerland.
Okay.
Of course.
It was anti-communism, anti-fascism, anti-peronism.
Good for
military.
Good for him.
Hoaxes.
Okay. Here it is. Yeah, okay. So he didn't write it.
I...
Yeah, but I don't know if that makes it any better.
I am the river.
It's still, he's claiming to be this fire
when
tiger.
This was in, this was in Jorge Luis Borges' Labyrinths.
Huh?
Selected stories and other writings.
Labyrinths?
Yeah.
So, now you're talking.
So some like the therapist like is saying, somebody, some therapist
Thank you,
is
Evan.
Sitting there saying, hey, go lay down on the couch.
I don't
okay,
like
close
this.
Your eyes. You start playing the music.
Mm-hmm.
I am a river.
Let us do a little world association.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
That's fine.
Hey, whatever.
This, when you get to Brady's level,
whatever,
okay,
do whatever you want.
You
do
know
whatever
what?
You
just
want.
Throw a bunch of mumbo jumbo out there, and people go, wow, man, that spoke to
the
me.
The Tom Brady fanboys in the media.
You think Mookie Betts was like, you want me to read this for real? And they're like, yeah, just read that.
I mean,
like,
is, am I going to get struck by lightning? Does he have some sort of like power, like with Mother Nature?
It
like,
is weird.
Is
Tatum was
over?
Volunteered to do it to get away from his teammates. Said, I'll go, fine, I'll leave. Fine, I got to go for an hour? Sure.
It's just me, right?
Yeah. Just
none of these
no
guys?
No one else? None of the older guys on the team?
This is the perfect time to talk Celtics, but we can't do it. But we're
no,
going to wait
they're
till
they're a mess.
Monday
tomorrow.
Or Tuesday.
I don't think you're talking any Celtics tomorrow.
Maybe
the Pats lose here today. Or when you're probably going to.
So they actually kind of luck out. In that regard.
Yeah, the fact that nobody's talking about it.
Nobody's going to talk about it for a couple days.
617-779-7937, the phone. We're mixing a couple of phone calls here. We'll have the injuries about an hour from now.
And it's the Celtics.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks.
Jerome's in Scituate. Good morning, Jerome.
Hey, good morning. Listen, you guys are like the dream team. Finally,
I agree.
It's like an all-star team.
I'm the Christian Leitner of the dream team, but these guys are pretty good.
We're like the super friends.
Yeah, that's
Grant Hill.
Finally tell the truth. I'm the biggest fan of Tom Brady in the world. But you know what? All week, all I hear is this Gronk hasn't been this fun, and the receivers aren't up to par. The offensive line, no one gives him credit. They protected Brady, number three in the league out of 32 teams. What's with that?
They did a great job.
The offensive line is pretty good.
Offensive line was not an issue.
Said that's one of the advantages they have over the Chargers. And I think that's probably fair.
They get a big test today, though, with Bosa and Ingram.
Yeah, sure.
And the return of Meebane. They will be tested like they have not been tested in a while.
True.
You know why Christian knows that?
Why?
Why
is that?
Well, number one, he's smart.
Right.
Number two.
Right,
thank you.
Number two, a tight end is basically a lineman. Not basically, but they're friends
with
a lineman.
Steakhead, not really much of a player.
Meatball, not much of a brain.
Yeah. You're right. A lot of
always worried about himself.
You were
doing a really good job, and you just put this on a tee for these two.
Well, the Pats offensive
the
line,
smallest position on the field.
If they, thank you, Wiggy. If they win the game, we'll be saying the offensive line
they have
allowed
have,
them to
yeah,
run
sure.
the football with Sonny Michel, allowed Brady to have time to hit these screen passes and dink and dunks and misdirections. But they're going to be in the firing line today because the Chargers, they pressured Lamar Jackson on 17 of 38 dropbacks. And like all the good teams that usually give the Patriots trouble, they get pressure without blitzing. They use their defensive ends.
Yeah, those
and they're
great.
Able to beat tackles and tight ends one-on-one on the outside and get pressure on teams without blitzing. And for the Patriots, go back to the Giants and all these big losses they've had. Jets here at Gillette Stadium. Afterwards, you said they got pressure on Brady and didn't have to blitz. That's what the Chargers did.
And what the Chargers did against the Ravens, on the one hand, was impressive, but then also Baltimore's very one-dimensional. Like, you know what they were going to do, and they had the right alignment, and it worked. They put a bunch of fast guys out there. Lamar Jackson couldn't do anything. They did a good job on Edwards, and that was it. Whereas the Patriots, much different. If you just load up to stop the run, even though we've talked about the weapons all year long, Brady can still throw it, and then vice versa. If you're worried about that, then they're going to be able to run it. So This is a tough test for New England, but they're much better, the Patriots' offense, than Baltimore's offense.
Sure.
So, the Chargers, they looked good last week, but okay, now you're facing a real good team or a real good offense.
But you'd agree the Patriots' defense is not in the category of the Baltimore Ravens' defense.
Correct. It's not.
Mike's in Wakefield at 617-779-7937. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, guys, I'm the tornado. I'm like a windstorm.
I am the wind chime.
Dude, I love Tom Brady, but this dude is just getting weirder and weirder.
Yes.
You know, you're right.
Luis Borges now we are quoting for some reason.
More money, more problems, right, Keith?
That's right, more money, more problems.
So this is going to be a serious street fight, this game. And if the Patriots want to win, they better be prepared to fight. I mean, this is going to be a fighting man's game. I mean, the Chargers, they want it. They want it so badly. And we've had it so many times that I'm afraid the Patriots just aren't hungry enough. So, I predict a low-scoring game. It's going to be tight. I think it's going to be a lot of running. It's going to be a lot of stretching the clock like we've seen so far in the playoffs. And that's what I'm calling for. I'm calling for a three-point game.
Yeah, so the Chargers are Clubber Lang.
Okay.
And Rocky III. And the Patriots are Rocky from Rocky III, right? A lot of cream puffs.
Who's Thunderlips?
Thunderlips would be Gronk. Okay. He's Thunderlips.
No,
I mean, it's
Philip Rivers. Thunderlips clearly had a lot of sex back in his day.
Sure he did.
Philip Rivers, is having a lot. He's on his ninth, about to have his ninth kid,
had his ninth child.
I heard someone, I forget who said this, but his wife has been essentially pregnant for 20 years.
It was one of the keys.
Think about it.
It was one of Keith's keys. No, it's been 7 years of her life.
That's amazing.
Only seven?
Yeah, because it's, what, 9 months?
Nine times
pop,
nine
right?
is 81.
Yeah.
Do the
so
math.
So it's like just under 7 years. It's just under 7 years. Yeah, that was the key. That was the key.
Yeah, I agree with the call,
that
though.
That made the keys? Philip Rivers is
everything
potent.
The keys. Yeah.
His potency is key to the game?
One of them. Yeah, it's one of the keys.
His super sperm is part of the game?
Yes. I say the quarterback protection is going to be very important on Sunday, but in the Rivers house, it doesn't exist.
Trojan man.
We are talking Pats and Chargers, 617-779-7937. We'll come back to get to your calls, including Allison in Cambridge, who wants to tell us about Jorge Luis Borges, who she says one of her favorite authors.
Okay.
So we'll learn more about him. From now, officially, we'll know the injury stuff for the Chargers, but last couple of minutes, there is some very good news if you're a Charger fan. I would say bad news if you're a Patriots fan when it comes to injuries. That and your phone calls next on NFL Sunday.
I am the river. I am the fire.
I am the Lindbergh baby.
NFL Sunday with Fourier, Mudd, and Keith is presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, insurance simplify. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. More of NFL Sunday right now as we get you set for Patriots and Chargers on Sports Radio WEEI.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you which teams to root for, okay? But I will suggest that if you do not have a horse left in the NFL race, you might want to consider pulling for Philip Rivers, an all-time great player and by all accounts a great person who has done absolutely everything that a quarterback can do except win. Here's a guy who does not swear. He has this funny delivery. He is married to his sweetheart from junior high school, and they are currently expecting their ninth child. So I have no idea if he can finally get this done. But I can tell you one thing for certain. I, for one, we'll be rooting for him.
Oh, another guy who loves to hear the sound of his own voice, loves the Twitter applause, Mike Greenberg, who is rooting for Philip Rivers.
Everybody is.
I have no problem with Philip Rivers, but let's not make it out. Just because he has nine kids doesn't mean he's a great person. In fact, the earth is overpopulated as it is.
He's actually
doing part of the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need more. We should cap it at five.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but I'd have it. Oh, yeah, I have five.
You have five. So five's the number.
Also,
five's the number.
I would say if you're smart, cap it at two. I have friends with three, and they're miserable. They're miserable with three kids. Do not have the third kid. You can't because now it's and now it's three against two, and you are screwed. You have no life anymore. So do not.
Now you're playing zone.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's too damn tough. But I would say I
have no problem with Philip Rivers, though.
Couldn't Greenberg, this is, you know, couldn't you do that for Drew Brees?
No, Drew Brees has already won a Super Bowl.
But he's not a good guy? Didn't he help the city of New Orleans rebuild after New Orleans?
No, he really should just go with Philip Rivers hasn't won yet. Yeah. He's in the same draft class as Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. I think Rivers is better than both, but he doesn't have the Super Bowls, so he's due, I guess. That's what you would say. You don't need to go on and on about how he's a good guy.
I'm not here to tell you which teams to root for, okay?
And how do you really know? I feel like everybody's a good guy until they're not.
Yeah, he is a sentimental favorite, though. I mean, Terry Bradshaw. I mean,
You're probably right.
Everybody kind of just says, he's been through a lot. He's a really good player. Like, he deserves it. Like, yesterday on Fox, I was looking at their like, 12-man, like, analyst booth, right?
Table, yeah.
And I was looking, I was like, wow, Tony Gonzalez is the only guy up there with no Super Bowl. Like, he's the only guy up there.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long. Who else? Terry Bradshaw. Strahan. He's got two. So everybody had one. I'm like, wow. All those guys have really, you know, Hall of Fame, Super Bowls, but in tons of records, sacks, and you name it. But Tony Gonzalez, without that championship ring, just kind of, I mean, it's hard to kind of look at it like you would Dan Marino and say, wow, that kind of, you didn't really do as much as the other guys because you never won a Super Bowl.
No, but he's also considered one of the best receiving tight ends, maybe the best receiving tight end in football.
Well, it's like the Charles Barkley effect. Like when you see him up there on, with Kenny Smith and Shaq and him. And
how
like
do you
Kenny
know?
Smith and like, yeah, I mean, he has no
you don't
titles,
know.
But he's
you don't know what it's like. So you're gonna have to sit this one out.
Well, he said you can still be an all-time great, but this is where it gets into when you're separating all-time greats. You use the winning as part of it. I mean, that's just the reality.
Quarterback is different
and
than
more,
tight end
more
too.
For quarterbacks and tight ends.
It
absolutely,
is, it is.
Yeah, but when you start, it's just weird though. Because that's what people wanted that for Tony Gonzalez. Like, you've achieved everything.
Sure they did.
You've done it the right way. You're a good guy. You've never been in trouble. You're always working your ass off. Like, this is the one thing we all the greats want you to have that also, right? Because you can be part of the crew.
Rivers
like,
has got to be one
then
of
we
the,
can't let you in the club.
Rivers has got to be one of the best to never go to a Super Bowl, right? Because Dan Marino at least went.
Yeah.
He's one of the greats, obviously, that didn't win one. So Philip Rivers has got to be on that short list. Like Dan Fouts,
Hall of Fame.
I don't think Dan Fouts ever played in a Super Bowl either.
Rivers is a Hall of Famer, right?
I
He's
think
going
so.
To the Hall of Fame.
I think
so. I mean, we have to go back and look and see how many quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame never even got to
even
a Super Bowl. That
can't
I mean,
too
it
many.
Can't be a long list.
No.
We'll get to the calls here in a second. The injury news for the Chargers, pretty good this morning. Chris Mortensen says Hunter Henry is going to play. Probably play 10, 15, 20 snaps. He'll be on a pitch count, but he's a big athletic tight end. The Patriots in the middle of the field have had a tough time defending because their linebackers are pretty slow. If he's a red zone threat for Phillip Rivers, that's a big get back. Even if it's only 20 plays today, a big boost to their offense. And Adam Schefter says Melvin Gordon looked fine in practice, not going to be limited at all with those knees, which is also I'm not sure I completely believe that one based
True.
On how he looked last week. But that'd be huge for them to have an even near 100% Melvin Gordon for this game.
Yeah, because he's not a 20 carry guy anyway. But if he can do 15 to 18 carries and he's pretty healthy, then that could be trouble.
Well, forget you can count it as carries. I would say touches in general because what both these teams want to do is throw to the running backs out of the backfield. Gordon and Ekeler, as Glenn calls them.
Ekeler.
For the Chargers. And Burkhead and James White both had big games against the Chargers last year. I think Brady had 140 passing yards, two running backs last year against this Charger team.
Sense.
That's where both teams like to attack. They were 1-2 in the entire league in receiving yards by the running backs. And if Melvin Gordon, forget the 18 carries, he's able to catch the ball four or five times. He is a really tough matchup for any team, but I think that's the weakness of the Patriots defense is that slow middle linebacker group and trying to chase down these guys out of the backfield.
Yeah, I would say, but first, it's not like they do a bunch of that passing to their backs. They're more of a downhill type of deal with those guys. I see them playing a lot of man and committing extra bodies.
Do you put Gilmore on Keenan Allen?
Yeah, that when people say, who do you put him on? Like, I don't know.
You don't care.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know, whoever.
All
like,
right. I take it back. I'm not asking you. Mutt, would you put Gilmore
whatever.
On Keenan Allen?
I don't
Allen?
Know. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for that.
Put him on Keenan Allen. I don't know.
I don't think I would. I think I would ask him to take away Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams
is good.
He's
good.
A Rich Keefe special.
Yes, he is.
Talented,
yes.
Underachieving wide receiver.
First round pick wide receiver.
Because I think Jason McCourty is the guy to put on Keenan Allen. Jason McCourty is the number 5 rated pro football focused quarterback.
Sure Devin knows where he is.
He's done a better job in the slot this year.
Yeah.
And so you put him on Keenan Allen. Tyrell Williams, I guess, and give J.C. Jackson
He's
could have
frustrating.
Him.
Tyrell Williams is one of those guys, like a Jermaine Curse or like some of these guys who you're like, I don't really, he's not going to do anything, and then 30-yard pickup. Like Tyrell Williams, you're so focused
Again,
on everybody
terrible.
Else. No, he's a decent
Plus,
player.
Well, how about this?
Antonio Gates, he's not bad. Okay.
Antonio Gates is so slow, but
I understand.
He's always open.
But
he's
that big
open.
Ass of his, he gets
I know, he's
open.
Still
he's a,
effective.
I don't know if it's a route runner or I don't know if it's his physical.
But he's just a basketball player.
He looks. Yeah.
He knows how to find the space.
Remember with Keith Byers at the end? He is Keith Byers. Big ass, big thick guy.
Keith
somehow gets
to shuffle his feet, though.
Watch Gates run today. Watch him shuffle his feet. That's how he runs.
He looks so slow.
Little steps.
He was never really fast. First
True.
Of all, but what he was so good
Play basketball
at in and out
that.
Of his of his breaks, like his separation, it was
Didn't
uncanny.
Beat UConn?
What?
Didn't he beat UConn when he was at Kent
at
State?
San Diego?
Kent State. Didn't they beat him one year?
I don't know.
A nice run when he was on the team. They
I don't
like
recall.
The Sweet 16 or the Elite 8 or something.
So you're
people forget.
You're talking
people
about who does Gilmore play?
Yes.
Who is he on?
Yeah.
So the other thing they've done is like, so who do you think their best wide receiver is?
Keenan Allen.
Okay, so
Keenan Allen.
If you think Keenan Allen is their best wide receiver, then what they tend to do sometimes is take Gilmore and put him on the second wide receiver.
Probably Mike
alone.
Williams. Right.
Right.
Yeah, that
Solo,
makes sense.
Solo, by yourself.
And double team.
And we're
going to
double Allen. We're going to double whoever
I like
the
that.
Other guy
that
is.
That works.
And that way, I mean, because listen, putting any wide receiver on a really skilled, any cornerback on a really skilled, fast, a wide receiver is hard. It's just difficult.
Right, as good as Gilmore is, so you the put, advantage you, is still you
even
Allen,
up,
probably.
You even it out by putting him on the second
Can
wide
you afford
receiver.
To double anybody, though, for the Chargers? We went through the two Williams, the
Allen.
Williams brothers, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry,
Allen's
when he
awesome.
Plays, Antonio Gates, Gordon Ekeler out of the backfield. Those are every one of those guys a threat to catch the ball.
Yeah.
There is no James Devlin in that group.
Yeah, but you're allowed to double team somebody. Like you have enough. Guys.
You are allowed.
You are allowed.
It
to.
Is in the rules. Allow
a guys.
It is in the rules.
Yeah, they just passed a rule yesterday, which is
I saw
perfect
that.
Timing.
It is.
For this game.
It is the best weekend in football. You're allowed
oh,
to do
I
that.
I love this weekend. I love this weekend. You get some of the so best
pathetic.
Teams still playing. Two games on each day.
I felt like I felt like I was being shamed.
I love it.
Into like being preoccupied with other things in my life.
What were you
that day? I mean, I had a couple basketball games I had to coach.
No.
You were parenting during, during the best NFL weekend of the year?
I actually, missed a couple of real
you know, I have
treats.
This, I have this thing. It's called a wife.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and she needed some attention.
She takes
you know what I mean? Took a bow wow. So I was like.
So 4 minutes later, then what do you do?
4 minutes? You kidding me? Two.
Yeah,
I got things to do, baby.
She acts like a baby when
That includes taking your shoes off. That includes that at the time.
Socks stay on.
Yeah.
I need a breakdown of Luis Borges' work. That's where Allison
that
Cambridge
right?
helps us out. This is one of her favorite authors.
Oh, good.
He is, of course, the author of this
hype video.
Is it a sonnet? Is it a poem? Is it
Let's find out.
I don't
good
know.
Question. A haiku?
Allison, who is this guy? And why is Brady quoting him in a hype video?
Hi, guys. I
Hi,
was
morning.
Listening to you, and I was doing other things. I was actually reading Ryan Hannibal's column on WEI.com.
Oh, excellent. Nice plug there.
Okay.
Excellent.
And I heard Borges is how his name is pronounced.
What is it?
He was born in 1899 in Buenos Aires, Argentina,
yep.
And he's one of the most significant South American writers. He's not a novelist, yes, a poet. He writes poems and also short essays, and he's amazing. I mean, that he's just wonderful. And people have compared him to, in his later years, he had cataracts, and so he kind of was, like, blind. And so people compared him to Homer, who wrote, the Iliad and the Odyssey. And he writes about life, and I can give you a great line there's from his poem called Limits. Among the books in my library, I have them before me, there are some I shall never reopen. This summer I complete my 50th year. Death reduces me incessantly. And he's very deep. He's not New Agey at all. I was shocked that it was actually Boris, but I can never imagine Boris being. He would be so shocked to have like the new to have a football player to have a.
Well, Brady,
a,
I mean,
yeah, he's got to be smiling.
Allison, Brady loves him. Excellent background on. Is,
yeah.
I call him Borges, like Ron Borges.
Yeah.
Boris, so
boring.
I'll get that right going
You're
forward.
Boring, everybody.
No, it's not boring,
boring
Garvin. That's Ryan Garvin saying that, Allison.
Of an important
educational.
Detail.
It's a Sunday morning.
I'm
people
impressed.
Are trying to learn.
You wrote this down.
And so we made you smarter. That's what my guy Mike Lombardi does. Make me smarter. So people heard this show today. Now they know it's pronounced Boris. So we're at the game today. When you're tailgating with your buddies, you're on your way to Gillette, and you're on that like fourth or fifth light beer.
Oh yeah.
You can drop some knowledge on. Hey, you watch that Brady hype video?
I did.
Do you know the guy that was the author was considered like the Homer later in his year had cataracts? Couldn't
Why is
see
it that?
Homer in the Odyssey.
You think you're
fun
a
fact?
His memoirs.
Oh,
you think you would have liked the pass?
Probably
didn't
soccer.
Sound like a football fan.
Or do you think you'd be rooting for Philip Rivers here? Family
how many kids
because I would because I would say Rivers has a lot of fire in him that
I do I like Rivers
he's
got some competitive juice
yes and the river thing that he's probably he's a river and a river
is
runs
that
through.
A slap in the face to Phil to say hey I'm the river
could see
be.
You yeah. gotta peel the layers away
I like that
you gotta dig deeper
uh-huh.
I am the
really
river
find the meaning.
In your face
yeah.
In your face I'll be honest I prefer the TV times.
So do I.
Yeah, why did they cancel
I missed the
that?
Josh Gordon times, whatever he used
we
to do.
We asked Brady, and he really
Instagram.
He kind of blew it off. What was wrong? The alligator was Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, he was always in the videos. They were having a good time. He'd be like, riding a horse when they played the Broncos. It's just good, clean fun.
Yeah.
And now he's doing a little too deep for me. He's kind of lost me.
Because I like the post game, like when they win, when
yes.
he jumps on there and does a little selfie video. That's
our good
for
friend
the fans.
Stedman always
Let's
says
go.
We keep going.
Stedman. See, here's what happens when you get to a certain like Jordan never did this.
Jordan did. Jordan
well,
never.
Jordan
did,
no.
didn't have Instagram though.
No,
Jordan
okay,
did,
but he never went
earthy.
Like
no, he was just stayed up all night drinking and gambling.
Yeah, the gambling. Yeah, thank
played
you.
Golf.
I want my. That's why
gambled
I want my
golf.
Stars to be. I
yeah,
want
it's,
them
a,
to be,
it's a new era.
He got remarried. Had a family.
Yeah.
I mean,
hi, lovey.
What should be doing.
All right, you got to go do some TV.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm
going to
go break it down.
Fourier is going to do TV.
You
we'll
have
come
a special
back.
Guest though coming up. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, you're going to. I didn't know this. I would have scheduled for a different time. But Dan Cilio, who you called into his show, correct?
Yes.
We should play that when we come back. You
I was the caller
here.
Of the month or something like that.
You were?
Yeah, I was getting
did
an award.
Did you get
a
prize?
I was supposed to get an award. Yeah, man, they did it. That usually happens when I call in a place like that who doesn't get any calls.
I wanted him to confront you for ruining how unprofessional of a host you are for calling in and pranking his show.
I go on his show all the time.
But you're going to run off and do TV.
Living in New York,
and this is Christian Fourier.
Sniff that one out.
So we'll talk to him in the next hour. We'll get the injuries. Back. We'll talk to you as well. It's 617-779-7937. NFL Sunday leading up to Pats and Chargers.
More on NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mudnatsky as we get you set for Patriots and Chargers on Sports Radio WEEI.
Chuck, good morning to you. Thanks for coming aboard the fan.
What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. What a pathetic excuse for a franchise. The Chargers, really?
Okay, so this is not the same Patriots team, though, man. Am I right?
No. See, that's why you guys out there, out in the sun, you get blinded by the heat, and you don't see straight. That's what happens, right? So I'm like Neo. Like, we can see it. We can see straight. We know they're still better than the Chargers. I mean, come on. We're talking about the Chargers.
I'm just going to nominate you right now for Clip of the Day.
Well, how about that?
Clip of the Day.
So it wasn't Caller of the Week. It wasn't Caller of the Month. It was
even better.
Clip of the Day. 48 calling Dan Cilio out in San Diego. He will join us. LA or San Diego? Where's he based out of, Garvey?
Cilio, San Diego.
Yeah. Okay, so it's still sort of the Chargers. We'll talk to him for a couple of minutes in the 11 o'clock hour, get his take on not only Fourier's prank phone call, but also the Chargers' chances here today. We'll talk to Tommy Kern just afternoon here on NFL Sunday at 617-779-7937. Who did you pick in the official picks on Friday? I'm sure you guys made picks.
Here's the deal. I'm picking the Chargers, but I do think the Patriots win close. I think the four numbers. As soon as I saw 4.5, I think when it opened up, I said definitely Chargers. But I think the Patriots, it's one of those games. They had a few this year was the same way, where the spread was a little too big. I thought they were going to win, but not cover. So I don't see them winning by more than 3 points, but I could see like a 23-20 type of game. So kind of hedging, I guess, in a way, but I think...
Oh, you're definitely hedging, but
I think
Glenn said something similar, three-point game. Said it was Houston. I thought for a while, no matter what team came into Gillette, they'd beat the Patriots. The Texans were never going to come here and beat the Patriots, and I like Deshaun Watson and
they would have
maybe Bill
the
O'Brien, but it would have been more of the same. We saw them fall flat on their face against the Colts last week. But the Chargers just feel like the better team this year. I've heard all week about the history of the Patriots at Gillette, and I can't deny Brady's greatness. I mean, the stat today we have not mentioned that I think is the craziest stat of Divisional Sunday is that if Brady wins this game today, he gets his 28th playoff win. That'll be more combined more wins in the postseason than Manning and Favre combined.
Amazing.
They
Man.
Have 27.
Yeah.
But together, Brady would get to 28. That is a ridiculous, ridiculous stat that speaks to the greatness of Tom Brady, the greatness of this franchise. He's the best quarterback in the history of football. It's not Montana. It's not Marino. It's not Manning. It is Tom Brady. But because of his personnel around him this year, because of age, because of injury, they relied on him to do so much in these games, and I'm just not sure they're set up to win a Tom Brady game here today against a team I think that was better than them this year.
Well, another crazy stat as that's concerned is Tom Brady has as many Super Bowl wins as Philip Rivers has playoff wins.
Nuts.
And that includes Nuts. Last week. He only had 4 going into this year, and we both think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and yet he's 5-5 or whatever his record is in the playoffs. I just thought, too, as the season was going along and you didn't know what the seeding was going to be for the Patriots, if they were home, I feel like they were going to win. And if they had to go on the road for any games, like let's say they didn't get the break and they had to go on the road this round, like
sure,
say they're the 3 seed, then they probably would have lost. But at home, I feel a lot better about picking them because they have been good. They've beaten some good teams. On the road, unfortunately, you know, they still got to win today. But if they go to Kansas City, I'm not going to pick them there. Not even close.
And normally I would say the home thing would mean more in a matchup like this because they've been so good in this game. The Chargers have won everywhere. Their only road loss is when they got on a bus and went over to the L.A. County or whatever and played another stadium.
They haven't lost outside
When they've
LA.
Gotten on a plane, they have won every single year and every single time this week.
Crazy.
They were games in London, they won. They had that great comeback win at Pittsburgh, which might have been the best road win by any team in the league this year. They have proven the home
week?
Road thing doesn't bother them.
No. You know,
Philip Rivers actually in the postseason on the road, 9 touchdowns, 4 picks. And so it's not like he's gone on the road and they've lost games because of him. Now, his track record has been some big mistakes late in big games, that's been the postseason or late regular season games that have meant something to that Charger team. He has made mistakes. So I'm going to pick the Char. I think I picked like 28-27. But I would not be totally surprised if it ends up in the Phillip Rivers' hands and he tries to drive them down and makes a mistake. The other thing is that, like yesterday's AFC game, the world is on the Chargers today. And reading some of the betting sites today,
picking the Chargers.
I look at if you like this sort of thing, Sports Insights from the Action Network is a huge resource for me.
We're talking about the Chargers.
The bets are all over the Chargers, and listening to. Chad Millman's podcast, they talked to Bob Scucci, who's a bookmaker out in Vegas, and he said early in the week, they never in a spot like this, the books need the Patriots. There are so many Charger bets. Some people are going to bet parlays and teases on the Chargers plus the points. They need the Pats to win and cover. And normally Vegas is against the Patriots,
right?
But the world is betting L.A. today.
Well, it was amazing that it opened up. Even at some places, you could have gotten it at 5, I think, last weekend. Like as soon as the Chargers beat the Ravens and you knew what the matchup was, I think it was 5. And then that has immediately come down to 4. And I'm surprised it hasn't dropped even more because that's all you've been hearing.
I'm seeing
all the
stuck at 4 here today.
It's stuck there, but I'm surprised it isn't more 3. Because then you're really looking at a potential push. You know, like it just seems like more likely it could be just a 3-point game. And that would be really tough to pick. Like if the number was 3, or even if the number was 2.5, like this is how close I think the game's going to be. If it was 2.5, then I might end up picking the Patriots to win or and to cover. But this, it does seem really close, and I'm surprised that, because this is a good Chargers team, and the Patriots have been so good at home, but this is the one team where it feels like that may not be as big of an advantage.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. So the Patriots line, it opened at 4.5.
Okay.
They've taken a lot of money on the Chargers, and it's still only at 4.
I'm surprised.
So it's a little, if you like the Chargers, little concerning, all these bets are coming in, and they're willing to sit there at 4. Whereas in the other game this afternoon, they are getting hammered with Philadelphia money. So there's actually more, there's 60% of the money right now is bet on Philadelphia, only 48% of the tickets. So that line is going back the other way this morning. It opened at 10, got down to 8. It's back up to 8.5. Because so many people betting on Philadelphia, they're having to move this line back up now.
Wow.
Which is...
I think the Saints, I think they're going to roll at home. I think this is finally the end of the Nick Foles thing. I think he goes back to... Remember, Nick Foles was starting games earlier in the year, and he looked terrible. They were like, this isn't the guy you want. And now he's found that magic again. But even last week, it wasn't like an offensive great performance by the Eagles. They just didn't enough to win. I think the Saints are too good at home in particular.
Let's get a take from John in Maine at 617-779-7937. Calls in with his pick every week. John, good morning.
Morning, guys. So I made a bet on it. I was just a friendly $50 bet with another guy, though.
And there you go.
I'm not going with the spread. I think it's going to be a close game. I did bet on the Pats, though, 27-23. I don't think Brady's going to need 350 yards. I think they can win with a 250-yard touchdown performance. I'm going with the Pats.
I think they can win, too, with 250 yards passing by Brady, but they're going to need 150 rushing. You know, I think that's the biggest thing of the whole game is Sony Michel, mostly Sony Michel. Maybe James White gets a couple carries. Maybe Rex Burkhead gets, you know, 4 carries or whatever it is. But those three guys need to combine for work. $150 probably.
Well, and I the guy that I don't think has gotten enough conversation this week, Fourier thinks that Gronk is going to be the go-to guy. I think Edelman has to have a huge game because even if they're running the football, they're going to put themselves in third down spots where they've got to pick up a big first down. The guy that Brady has wanted to go to over and over again is Julian Edelman. He gets Desmond King, the very good cornerback who has been one of the best slot corners in football this year. He has got to be able to beat that guy a couple of big spots in this game because I don't trust Chris Hogan to get open at all, ever. They have to gimmick plays to get him open. Rob Gronkowski.
They might forget about him.
They have to misdirect and find Hogan wide open. Philip Dorsett is what he is. The guy that can get open, the guy that can has beaten inside coverage all year has been Julian Edelman, and they don't win this game without some huge plays from him on third down specifically.
Well, this is finally the type of games that you miss Danny Amendola. Like, Julian Edelman
Good
is
point.
Better than Amendola. He just is. Like, you'd rather have Edelman, but Amendola always would come up big in the playoffs, and so Edelman is going to have to do that. He is going to have to be that guy. Maybe it's 8 catches. Maybe it's 10 catches. Like, it's going to have to be something like that where even if he's only averaging 8 or 9 yards a pop, still just picking up first downs. Brady always knew where Amendola was. I mean, he was throwing touchdowns to him, and he was having these monster playoff games. This is where you really miss him, and I didn't want them to overextend themselves and pay him a ton of money, but they need to make up for his playoff performance.
Well, they need Edelman to be Amendola
today. He's going to have to be.
None of us think that Gronk – I guess Forey does. He believes Gronk can be old Gronk today, which will be interesting. Let's talk to Steve in a truck. He wants to give his pick on this game. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm not going to say we're wrong. I think you might have misquoted something, though.
Sure.
On the Philly bet, the line going back up wouldn't indicate money on Philly, would be.
Well, Philadelphia's taking all the bets today.
Right. No,
and it's going the other way. So I believe that's called a reverse line down, move.
So
yes.
People would go on New Orleans, wouldn't it? So they would. Go
the line is moving basically in the opposite direction where the bets are coming in, which is a little bit crazy.
I've got to be honest. My pick for today is. If I was gonna, well, I am gonna bet, but I have a tease going with New Orleans and the Patriots, and I'm gonna bet the Patriots straight. Everybody's picking this to be a very close game. I think it's gonna be a close game in the first half, but I gotta be honest with you, and I'm not a big Patriot diehard. Okay,
sure.
I think in the second half they expose a little bit of the linebackers of I don't want to say San Diego, but I have to.
Yeah, it's okay. We all say it. So, explain to me how they break away from the Chargers in the second half.
Because I think what they're going to do is, and believe it or not, everybody thinks I'm crazy. I think my X factor today is Mr. Patterson coming out of the. Going to use him out of the backfield, and he's going to catch some passes over the middle. I think he's going to end the sidelines. And he's going to break away for a couple, not maybe touchdowns, but good ones. I think they end up winning this game like 31-21 or 31-23. I think it's a little more than people expect. I don't think it's going to be a 4-point game, but you know, that's me. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan by heart. They lost yesterday, fine, but
yeah, it was a rough one last night, Steve, for your Cowboys. We'll get to that game coming up. We'll get to a view from San Diego. Dan Cilio will join us. We'll get his take on this this L.A. Charger team as we count down to Pats and Chargers injuries later on this hour here on NFL Sunday.